Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kulikov here on the near side gives out to Marchand to the far circle. A shot, and they score! It deflects out front, and the Panthers have won it in overtime! 5-4, the final score! The Panthers take game 3! Brad Marchand gets it to the net, and the Panthers win it in overtime tonight!
Oh, the rat finding the cheese!
That Brad Marchand, though.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
He's tough.
I can't believe Boston. You guys really didn't appreciate him. You disrespectful rat bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I want to see him in the Atlantic Ocean tonight.
Just love when they shoot the rats at him. Yeah. So adorbs. Did you see when Brad Marchand's daughter was waiting for him coming out of the tunnel?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a random girl, but it's his daughter?
Yeah, sure. It's his daughter.
Oh. Just random girl there that he just
kissed on the head.
That he just
I thought he was doing that little thing that he always does, you know, on the eyes.
No, I think that was...
That was a very sweet video,
Papa Marchand.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Did you see the story that went viral yesterday where apparently Brad Marchand... He left his garage open, and his neighbor like closed it for him, and like left him a message on his Ring camera, like his Ring light, and he goes, "Hey man, you left your garage open. I closed it for you." You know, he's obviously focused on kicking the Oilers' ass.
For sure,
slipped
for
his
sure.
mind, or maybe he was just going to, you know, Chick-fil-A. I don't know.
Yeah.
But apparently Brad Marchand saw that message and gave the guy tickets for tonight's game.
What? Okay, where does he live so I can go close his garage
for him? You can't just copy that.
Brad, I want tickets.
Can somebody get J-Fig tickets?
Can somebody get me tickets? I will be the best.
You might as well. Are you just going to use today's show just to angle for tickets?
Yeah, that's
good. I mean, who better to give it to than me?
I mean,
any one of you two, I wouldn't be so mad about.
I appreciate it.
But... Me!
Okay.
You right. Starfish.
Who has made a
You
bigger...
can't just say, I'm the starfish, and that gets you tickets.
I think you
okay.
can.
Okay, every time I go to a game, we win. So just put me
Ooh.
There.
Is
put
that me true? In, I feel like the last game you actually, went to, they no. lost.
Yeah, actually,
okay.
I think.
They've only lost like once when I've been there. But most I've gone
now.
To so many games, they've all won.
Yeah, so here was the story from Beating the Bookie. It says, how good of a guy is Brad Marchand? He lives across the street from a friend the other day, left his garage door open. My friend closed it for him and left him a Ring message. He then returned the favor with free tickets to Game 6 tomorrow night. Great guy.
That is a great guy. What I would have done.
Come on, Brad. Give me tickets.
This is not
you
mature.
You can mic me
this
up
is
too
not
if
mature.
You want.
This is great. She's badgering him on game day.
You really are badgering. You're badgering people for
like
the hardest ticket to
better
get.
Better things to do today.
Yeah, of course. Right?
Like,
focused. Hey, Leroy.
What's up? Leroy.
You tell us, dude.
Bad. I had a salt cell.
Oh, yeah.
Put in like 2 years ago and it went bad.
Oh.
So it wasn't producing any chlorine.
Wow.
I feel like your pool guys are just messing with you.
Yeah, you
they find entertainment. And you're missing.
I don't know why they would mess with me. It's under warranty. So they're just doing useless work.
They're just trying to get hours.
I guess.
he thinks
they're
going
to get ours regardless because they go to the calls.
Let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Stanley Cup winning Florida Panthers.
Well, again, like, I don't like
I feel like you should probably
that,
put like the year in front of it.
Yeah, you should put that on the
your 2024.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup
How about
champion.
We just do the Florida Panthers until
just
tomorrow?
A, just one more day. Yeah. It's really
one
just
more day. Yeah.
Because I was told.
By Vlad.
Yeah,
by
Vlad.
Vlad. Vlad. Like, I don't.
Neither one of you two knuckleheads were here.
He doesn't. Oh, no. He doesn't make the rules.
I'm disrespecting the Panthers. By not acknowledging.
Too late, though.
Okay, but we've been doing a thing. It's over.
He's a Rangers fan. You can't trust him.
Schmieden.
Reigning Stanley Cup champs, idiot.
Okay, well, that's not what you said.
That's good, though.
That's why you're calling an idiot. That was you.
Not the idiot part.
Okay, well. Either way,
I'm trying here, guys.
You're not trying. You don't want to go to the
game. You haven't tried at all.
Yeah.
You haven't tried. This has been your show today. You came out here. Mm-hmm. We were guns blazing. You're like, your mic didn't work. And then your second post, maybe I'll go to the game tonight. J-Fig is out here. I'm going to jump out a window to go to the game.
Jump off the balcony.
And you're sitting here being like, maybe I'll go to the game. You know, like, listen. If you have the opportunity to go tonight for a chance to see history, you always tell me, I appreciate greatness. Apparently only from your hot tub.
Appreciate it on the ice. Mm. I have a headache.
You better get your ass over to Rainforest Cafe today, all right? You have a tree frog margarita, and then you get your ass over to the arena.
What the hell is a tree frog margarita?
Made it up. I don't know what their signature
drink is. It's a green margarita.
Don't know what their signature
is. You know what they say about
margaritas? I don't like margaritas.
I know. You don't like
you have to drink them out of the little...
No, it's sometimes they put them in an old-fashioned glass now. What if you go to a hip place.
What do they say about margaritas?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right, cool. And aren't they always green?
No.
Oh.
Well, you can have many flavors.
Strawberry
I like
margarita.
Strawberry ones.
They're like Celsius in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Gets the job done.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to the game. Don't be a hypocrite. I'm not being a hypocrite.
Don't sigh when they give you tickets. Like,
I can't be burdened with going to the game.
I didn't sigh. My response was, I'll let you know. Another hour or so.
How about you just say yes?
Before they expire?
Just say, look at me.
No, I told them I'd let them know by 12.
But why can't you just say yes?
What are you waiting for? What specifically?
This is just one ticket.
What circumstances are going to change?
Go.
Yeah, and so what? You're a hobnobber. There's nothing you love more than talking to strangers.
It's true.
What?
You love talking to strangers more than people you know.
Food will probably be included anyway if you're going to be in a suite.
Think of all the people you could fat shame at a Stanley Cup final game.
Plus, the
time of your life.
The Hawk and Crowder people are going to be there, I believe, with, you know, you can mingle with Crowder or something like that.
Yeah. What a time to be alive, ladies.
What a time to be alive.
But Brad Marchand,
what a guy.
That's okay. I mean, his neighbor's nice, too, because me, I would have put on full goalie uniform and stood in front of his open garage.
You imagine Brad Marchand having goalie gear in his garage?
No, but
no,
as soon as he
was going to dress
no,
us
that's
one.
Mine. Yeah, because I live across the street from him, mm-hmm. So now I purchase it immediately, and I protect his garage.
I think that'll get you ticket. I think, because you're mobile, right?
Wait, it's not...
So you
the sound effects.
So let me get this. You think
none
instead
of that sounds like hockey.
You think instead of closing Brad Marchand's garage, what you're going to do is go in full goalie gear.
Yep.
Are you going to stand as a goalie like Bobrovsky?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ski, are you going to be in a lawn chair just sitting there till he gets home?
I'm gonna be ready to go at all times in case someone.
You don't think the Ring camera's then going to be like, hey, this psycho is sitting in front of my garage, and that's going to lead to the cops getting called?
Protect and serve.
What?
He's like, I'm not stealing nothing.
Well, you have a
I'm
stick.
Protected.
Nothing's getting past me. Will I have a stick?
And a helmet.
Couldn't afford the stick.
Mm. Brad Marchand pulls up back from Publix, and he goes, what the hell's going on? What the hell's going on?
Sir, please leave.
Sir, you are harassing my property.
You don't think I'm going to get tickets that way?
By wearing full goalie gear?
Yeah, but protecting his garage.
He's protecting.
Well, right. You're going to have to explain to him, you left the garage open, I protected it, and he's going to be like, why are you dressed like a goalie?
But he's going to leave a message in the Ring camera and say, don't worry, I'm going to protect
But in this case,
because he couldn't find the button. He's Marcos. Let's think about it. Okay. He's Marcos. He couldn't find the button to close the garage, so what did he do?
Yeah, but in Frog Boy's case, like, he's going to be in full goalie gear while sending the ring light. And again, that's going to make me feel like if this is my home, it's under attack by a psycho hockey fan.
No, it's safe.
I just think
something along the lines of, this is what you hear.
They don't melt.
As you're going, sir,
he's making sure no bugs
the
go
police
in the garage.
Officers are on their way.
Come on.
That probably would get the cops called.
It's probably just going to he's going to set off the alarm just to scare you off.
Go
and
home.
Then your other neighbors are going to come out and say, leave, idiot.
Look at a taser.
But I got my goalie gear on.
What does that mean?
That's a taser.
Do you know how hot it would be to wear goalie gear in this heat right now? You would pass out while you were on watch.
But how honorable would that be?
I don't know.
Risky.
Because now we're going to come back and Brad Marchand is going to find you passed out in goalie gear in front of his garage.
You could have closed it. You just could have closed it, sir. But it's not safe, Bradley. But it's not.
He's going to think of at least some.
Oh, maybe he'll give him tickets because he gets so hot and dehydrated.
Oh, there we go.
He doesn't want to get sued or anything.
I'm pretty sure if he passed out in goalie gear in front of his garage, he's not getting tickets. What he's going to get is escorted to the hospital with an IV.
And then he'll be admitted because of his
Marcos,
ankle.
Yeah.
Out of all seriousness, how long do you think you could last outdoors?
Yeah, in goalie gear?
And hockey gear.
13 minutes.
Full hockey gear.
13 minutes for sure.
Less than a period
wait a minute.
Long.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bob?
Oh, sweat.
And he's on ice.
You know he loses 20 pounds a game.
So in this case, are you putting on skates as well with like the rubber guards, or are you just going sneaks?
Well, I spent all my money on the goalie equipment, so now I just have those shoes that have wheels at the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Wheelies?
Wheelies, yeah.
Yeah.
So I run to one.
So you're going rollerblades.
No rollerblades.
Just the rolly skate, the rolly
street
shoes, rolly
hockey, sneakers. Man.
Do kids still wear those?
Don't think so. But that'd be
they
cool.
They had a good run.
But they did have a good run.
See, because I can run.
I remember our whole family had them, and we went to Disney.
Big in the Sawgrass.
No, they're banned now.
Well,
they probably win the tank.
Yeah. I got them all, though.
Stupid kids are wheeling around all over the place.
Can we ban these 2cc motorbikes that ride through Davie?
Oh, yeah.
You could try.
Those are dangerous.
But usually when you try to take a motorized stuff away from people in Davie, consequences, dude.
Like taking their guns.
You haven't even been able to take their horses.
I don't know, but we got a fancy horse in our area.
Oh.
He's in the grass across the street doing all this practice.
Will any Panther fan be on
horse? Oh, like Marcos?
Will any Panther fan be on horseback celebrating tonight?
No, you know why?
Taking their trusty
steed. The horses are going to be on the barn because they want to blow stuff up.
Are there any brave horses that can take explosives?
Clearly nobody cares in this area because 4th of July.
I got to celebrate my cats by blowing things up.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Leroy, fireworks shopping next week.
Not next week. We got a while. We got to wait.
Well, you got to get the go-ahead sales.
No, they go on sale during the holidays.
We really got 2 weeks, Leroy. There's not too much time.
Plotting.
I'll tell you what. Me and Marco spent an entire show watching videos of what the fireworks do.
Yeah.
Maybe I should plotted our course. I was leaving as he was getting there.
You think that'll be cool if I bring Roman candles to Fort Lauderdale Beach tonight? People will love me. They'll be like, wow.
I think they'll have fun. Are you going to shoot them into the ocean?
Yeah, like I won't shoot them at people.
Roman candles the one that like shoots the colored fireballs, right?
Yeah.
And that's where people get the most injured because they try to do fancy stuff with it.
I don't know.
And says, now all his neighbors will be competing for ticks. It would be just great, like acts of service for Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
They take out his garbage. That's very sweet.
Brad.
Look what I did.
I hosed down your patio.
I'm going to pressure wash
this. Oh, my God. Yes, I was going to say that. Lend it to me.
He's like, guys, the season's over. There are no more tickets.
That's it. Well, next season, you know.
Ticket season.
I'll get you tickets against the Utah Mammoth. Guy's going to be like, I don't want Mammoth tickets.
I don't want that.
He throws the garbage.
Maybe the guy was the one who opened the garage and then closed it.
Oh, so like you think that like he left like a piece of like cardboard to keep it from going down?
Yeah.
And he goes, Brad. Just to let you know, buddy.
Pretty good.
I saved your house's life.
Now, had he had a goalie in front of there, then that guy would have never got through.
Where do you think you go get goalie gear? Where do you think you're going to do this? Like, are you going to Sports Authority in your mind? Or not Sports Authority, Dick's in your mind?
No. He's going to the facility because they have a store there, guys.
He's going to the ice den?
And buy the most expensive hockey gear ever?
No. Yeah.
I was going to go to Goodwill, but okay.
You think that in any of the Goodwills down here?
Yeah. So you got to go to Goodwill and they got to have a full Barbara
everything.
You'd be lucky to find catcher's gear down here, let alone.
Go to the ice then. You're better off.
There's stores.
You can return it.
If you go
there's stores that, what is it, Played Against Sports?
Is Played Against
Sports? All they do is buy and sell used gear.
Is Played Against Sports still a thing?
Played Against Sports. Didn't know that was a thing.
You should know it's a thing.
I don't think Played Against Sports exists anymore. He is right. They did sell a lot of hockey stuff at Played Against Sports back in the day. But I don't think they still exist.
Aha. Closest one is in Charlottesville, Virginia. If I leave now.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.